Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Ray. I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago, maybe a few weeks ago, you talked to somebody about toenail fungus, and you recommended a laser clinic in Bellevue. And I can't find it. I thought you said Bellevue Nail and Laser or something like that. I was just wondering what the name of it was.
Well, when I tell people about it, I usually just tell them about the laser nail clinic in Bellevue. I've never been there personally, but I did have some people.
I couldn't find the name. I thought you said the only one that's a laser, there's a laser and cosmetic one in Bellevue. Is that the one you're referring to?
Very likely, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Laser and cosmetic then, okay. And that works pretty well on toenail fungus? Because I've tried the oregano oil. I have really thick nails.
Well,
I tried it for six months with the DMSO, and it kept it from getting any worse, but it just didn't completely go away.
Okay, sir. Well, I just checked the old computer here under laser nail fungus removal, and something came up that I was not aware of, so I got no experience, but I don't know if you know anything about it, but it says nail fungus laser treatment at home device.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It's about $180 bucks. I don't know. I've read various reviews on Amazon sells it, and they have people can tell you what to do, and so I don't know if the clinics are better or not or stronger. Hey, on a different note, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think you're probably right. They do have stronger ones at the clinics than they could be allowed to sell online. You're right about that.
You know, that was my guess, because I saw a lot of negative from the people who verified on Amazon. Amazon has a verified buyer, and some of them were saying it didn't do very much. So, like I said, I have really thick toenails, so I don't know if I probably need a stronger one. If somebody takes nattokinase, can they take that on a long term without any problems?
Yes, they can, sir. Don't forget how long the Japanese have been eating it in natto cheese. Oh, a couple, 3,000 years. Yeah. Hmm?
Okay. All right, because I have a problem with my, no matter, it's pretty cost prohibitive to get your blood drawn for high hematocrit because of testosterone. So I thought, well, maybe I can take the nattokinase to keep, the clotting away. Besides the fish oil and niacin. I think I heard you talk to somebody about using niacin. Niacinamide, 500 milligrams twice a day, keeps the electrostatics charge on your blood vessels.
That'd be niacin, sir, the niacin version.
Niacin.
Yeah, you got that right the first time. Now, insofar as charging to donate blood, you haven't been going to the blood bank, have you? And they've not been charging you, have they?
Well, if you're over 55 on your hematocrit, they don't want you.
Oh, I see. So
I drink 50, 60, ounces of water, it's still right around the sometimes I get rejected.
Yeah, if you're over 55 on your hematocrit, some blood banks will do that, some at a little lower number. Well, there's another thing you might think about, but then again, there's cost there, too, for tests. We can send out, I think the University of Washington is where Meridian has to send it, or people can go there directly, for a test called a platelet aggregation test. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it tells you how sticky your platelets are, and, of course, the stickier they are, the more chance you got of clotting. All right. So let's say the platelet aggregation test is in the middle of the range, not excessively sticky, not under-sticky. Well, if you got a high hematocrit, even if they're normally sticky, they might stick together. So then what we have people do is ramp up the fish oil and ramp it up to the point where the platelets aren't too terribly sticky but still within the normal range. And that, unfortunately, the cost of the test, and I have no idea what that is on the platelet aggregation. But there's yet another way of doing this. There's the platelet aggregation test, and then there's something called the blood viscometer. It checks how sticky, without individually checking platelets, it just checks the thickness of the blood overall. I work with a guy who says, I'm just totally allergic to needles. I'm never going to donate blood. So, okay, we checked his blood thickness, and he was not a testosterone user, but in his case, he was up there anyway. And he found that if he took 3 tablespoons of fish oil a day, that his blood viscosity dropped right into the normal range and stayed there. And I asked him, do you want to take 3 tablespoons of fish oil for the rest of your life? And by the way, I'm not recommending this to you, sir. That's what he found using the blood viscosity test. And he says, well, look, if I can keep my blood out of that thick area where it's much less likely to give me a heart attack and a stroke, I'm just going to take a bunch of vitamin E like I hear you talking about if you should take a lot of fish oil, and I'm going to do that because I hate needles and I don't want another needle in my veins. That's a quote.
Right. Well, how do they check your viscosity if they don't poke you with a needle?
You're absolutely correct. He didn't want another needle after he had his after he did enough to get his test done.
Gotcha. So 3 tablespoons a day. And
that was that man. Yeah, and I'm not recommending that to you, sir, necessarily.
I take about almost with my fish oil when I count up the DHA and the EPA, and I don't know how you say them like you do, but I'm almost up to two grams.
All right. Well, you know how many grams are in 3 tablespoons? Let's try 45, sir.
45 grams of
15 grams. For 45 grams of overall EPA, DHA, and the other omega-3s, 45 grams, there's 15 grams per tablespoon. Try taking a 1,000-milligram capsule and opening it into a tablespoon, and you're just going to keep opening until you get to 15.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. But maybe you can help my misunderstanding here. I thought it was the two important ones, and the fish oil was the EPA and the DHA.
Right, and for men, the EPA is the one that keeps the platelets from sticking together too much, and it doesn't do a darn thing for ladies. That's what the researchers tell us. And for women, it's the DHA that keeps the platelets from sticking together, but it doesn't do a darn thing for men. So if you're going to use that fish oil to keep the blood from clotting too much, you want to look for the ones with the high E fraction. Even though the D is important for our brains, we still need the high E fraction for our platelets.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you. I'll look into all those things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you very much for calling.